Hey everyone, it's noon. I hope you're all doing well. I was sleeping for a little bit and I ended up waking up. So I decided that I would make a little recording for you guys. The last Reiki one I did was very intensive and got into a lot of description. And some people liked that, and I know others wanted more of the relaxation component of it. So I'm just going to do a quick Reiki on you to help you relax. Be calm and at peace, to help you fall asleep, and we won't use any crystals except selenite so I can cleanse you, and that will be the first thing that I do first. There's different ways of Reiki use. The last one that I did was just more extensive, and I decided to have the person lie on their stomach first, but you could always have the person lie on their back first and just stay like that, or you have them lie on their back, then flip them over, vice versa, or like I said, you can just keep them on their back, and you can use crystals along with the hands-on healing, or you don't have to. It's really all about just making sure that I have a clear mind and that you try to have a clear mind. And I've already rubbed up my hands to get some heat and some energy flowing. The candle is lit. So this is intended for relaxation and sleep, but if you have any other intention, please think about that right now. Lay on your back comfortably and pretend that you could see a flame moving, a candle flame. And now think of that intention and almost send it into the flame. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And the bed is spread out with some lavender petals. I don't know if they're really called petals, but little buds from the lavender. Smells really good. So I sometimes do that, or I'll use essential oil and place droplets throughout the bed, especially the pillow. You can even put it on your body. It's recommended that you use a carrier oil such as coconut, avocado, argan oil. That's what I sometimes use, but I haven't had any issues with just putting lavender oil on my skin directly. So, but I would recommend that you test it out on its own as well as with a carrier oil. Okay, so let's begin. So I'm not going to go into every detail, but I will let you know that I am by your feet, your root chakra. So imagine my hands are placed over your legs, kind of near your shins, And I want you to think of the color red. Okay? Envision red flowing through your head. A beautiful, fiery red. Allow it to help you with whatever you need help with in regards to your root. Pacing yourself, steadying yourself. Not worrying so much, not running around so much. Or if you're one of those people, just your head's always in the clouds, trying to further escape this reality, which I know we all want to do sometimes, but we also gotta keep our feet on the ground too and try to work on our everyday issues instead of just escaping them. It's okay to escape every now and then. I do it. We need that little escape, but it's not good if we do it all the time. Okay. So let's move on to your sacral chakra, which I will not touch, but my hands will be over your reproductive organs. Think of orange. Think of the orange flowing in your mind as well as in that certain body part. Use your intuition and try to ask yourself, what is it that I need? What do I need help with when it comes to this aspect of my body? Is there pain? Is there trauma being held? Is there desire? Is there love? Their intimacy that's already happening or wanted, needed, whatever it may be, allow my energy to help yours align and help this issue out. Remember deep breaths while we're doing this. I tried to teach you the 444 method. So you inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, and you would hold it 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you would exhale 1, 2, 3, 4. And if that's hard for you, I completely understand and do what works for you. And also inhale through the nose and out the mouth. It's one of the best ways to do breathing exercises. Okay, now on to the solar plexus, the stomach. Okay, I'm gonna touch it, hand slightly on your stomach. Okay, think of the color yellow in your mind, let it flow. As well as in your stomach. Just imagine this beautiful yellow color shining brightly, beautifully, swirling through your stomach, healing it, nurturing it. What does your stomach need? Does it have to do with instinct? Does it have to do with anxiety, pain, indigestion, digestive? whatever it may be, allow the energy to help heal it in some capacity. Obviously, I can't make it go away, but I can help to ease. You know that you guys can do this on your own anytime. You can do Reiki on yourself. The only thing that you wouldn't know are the symbols that are taught. But you can learn them online. But I really recommend that if you are going to do Reiki on yourself, maybe learn more about Reiki online, or even take some classes. They're really cheap online. You can get certified easily. And there's some great teachers there online for you that will connect and help you out in any way you need, honestly. This is not a promotion, by the way. I'm just letting you know. You can do this on yourself, but you're not having the symbols, and the symbols are what really, really help. I'm not personally allowed to share those symbols with you guys, unfortunately. Like I said, you can sneak and look online, but it's good that you get attuned by a master first. Okay, now on to your heart, which is green. So in your minds, have the color green swirling as well as in your organ. Feel the heat from my hand passing through to your heart, trying to align and heal as much as possible. What is it about your heart that needs some assistance? Physiological, emotional? Connection. Expression. Think about it. Deep breathing. Now, your throat, which is blue. Feel my hand softly on your throat. Think in your mind the color blue, as well as your throat being filled with blue. Your voice, your expression. Singing, opinions, perhaps you're one of those people that you need to talk to many people throughout the day in your job. That could be a requirement, and that can take a toll. Or maybe you're having a hard time expressing yourself to someone. Don't let anyone take your voice away from you. You have control of your voice and what you have to say and what you believe. Remember that. And now we go on to your brow chakra, your third eye, which is your intuition. Indigo. So imagine that color swirling. Pretty color. Ethereal. It's spiritual. What do you need help with in regards to this? Do you need better intuition? Are you scared of your intuition? I know it could be scary at first. Keep on practicing. Could be a very powerful thing. Helping yourself as well as others along the way. Whatever help you need, I'm here. My energy and yours combined. Trying to align and to offer assistance and some ease. Okay, and finally, your crown chakra, violet. Take some deep breaths in, hold and out. Think of violet swirling on the top of your head. Beautiful color. My favorites. Connection to your higher self. To possibly, if you believe, spiritual realm. Which lies more energy, frequencies, love, power. Guides that could help you, could be angels, deceased ones. And if you don't believe, that's okay. It could be all about the concept of working on being the best you. Higher self could be working on being who you want to become. Be at your wisest. Okay. And I'm just gonna take the selenite. And I'm gonna start from your head and sweep it slowly down to your feet. Almost like I'm pushing all the negative energy out. It's a sweeping kind of pushing feel. I'm gonna do it one more time. Sweep all the negative and bad out. And now I'm gonna start from your toes and go all the way to your head. And we're gonna bring beautiful positive energy into your body. Perfect. Just do a few symbols on you. Huh? All set. And now, what I just want to do with you just feel a little bit even more relaxed to help is to rub your temples a little bit. Mind if I do that? That helps with tension, headaches, and stress. Slowly rub your temples. You can do this on yourself when you're feeling emotionally low, have a headache. Just use two fingers on each side of your temple and circle. Firm, but not too firm. And you can go forward and backwards. There you go. And then another technique is if you feel like you're going to get a headache or if you already have one, there's a pressure point in your hand. It's the padded part of your hand on the inside, you know, towards the bottom of your thumb. So what you would do is you would take your other hand and you would place your thumb onto the padded part of the other hand, okay? And then your middle finger would be on the outside of your hand, and you would squeeze. Just squeeze that part, not too hard. But firm. You could squeeze for a few seconds and then let go without getting blood flow. And do it again. And then let go. Or you can, I guess, do it in a pulsating kind of way. Just keep doing it, you know? Pulsing, 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 pulsing. So that's one way to help with relieving some tension and headaches. I think next time what I'm going to do is do an audio either on meditation or emotional freedom technique. So I think that would be something beneficial for all of you guys that, you know, struggle with sleep, as well as some depression, anxiety, stress, all of that stuff. I experience it too, you guys, trust me, a lot. Seems like it's happening more again. I can't talk. I'm an open book right now. Just to let you know that I've had depression for years and anxiety, and I've learned to manage it. But there's some times, like a few months ago, where it was really hard to manage. And I needed to take a break from Reddit. And it did me some good. It gave me some time to, you know, reflect on what's going on in my life, what I need to do to take better care of me. It gave me some time to be alone. I needed that to just have some space, just to watch TV or read a book, write, lay in bed. I just needed some me time and some time away from social media. And I recommend that to everybody. Sometimes it's good to stay away from social media, take a little break because there's so much drama. And sometimes, there is some nice stuff on there, but your time is getting taken away by a gadget when we could be doing other things in the real world. When it comes to experiencing, whether it's nature or, spending time with family, spending time with friends, a loved one, a pet, going out for a walk and just getting to look at the place we live. There's a lot of negative out there, don't get me wrong, but there are some beautiful things to see in this world too. Some positive things. And that's kind of what I learned when I took my little break. And, my depression has come back a little bit. But I know it will get better. It's funny because I'm usually the type of person that rather keep it to myself instead of talking about it. And it's just, it's hypocritical in a way because I am a therapist. I'm a mental health and addictions therapist. And supervisor. And we get depressed and we all have issues too. I think that's what makes us decent therapists is because we have that experience. We know what it's like. We understand, we commiserate, we empathize, and many therapists also get help too. You need to when you talk with so many people and you hear so many issues. It can really affect you. It's like, yes, there's boundaries, don't get me wrong, but we're only human. It's gonna seep into you. And sometimes you just need to talk to somebody else about it. So I'm trying to work on that. I do have someone that I can talk to, and that I do talk to. But with other issues in regards to me, like personal matters, sometimes I just don't want to talk about it. I keep it in, or I'll journal instead. So at least I journal, but I know sometimes it's good to just talk to somebody else about it. And, they could relate, they could offer some great advice, or they're just there to listen and you got to get it out of your system, and that can make all of a difference. So, I just ranted to you guys. I told you I can go off on a tangent. I hope I still relaxed you. How about I end this with giving you a bit of a scalp massage and let me comfort you in bed tonight. Let me hold you and we could sleep together and just be nice, peace, and feel good. And try not to worry. Tomorrow is tomorrow. We can worry about that stuff then. Right now, we can just relax. And be with each other. Okay? Well, let me give you a little scalp massage here. You have such beautiful hair. So soft. It smells divine. I hope this helps. to really bring you at peace and to make you sleepy. Okay. Wanna lay down? You be the little spoon and I'll be the big spoon. Okay. There you go, little lavender buds are all over the bed. Doesn't it smell nice? Smells so good. Alright, get under the covers. I get under the covers with you. Good. I'm gonna wrap my arms around you. I just want you to know that you're important to me. I mean that with all my heart. You're so important. So special. So beautiful. So smart. So worthy of anything that you want or need. You are worthy and capable of accomplishing, obtaining. This isn't BS. This is Loon speaking the truth. My heart to yours. I'm here for you, and I'll always be here for you. You are loved. Yes, you are. You're loved. And everything will turn out all right. It will be okay. I will be by your side to help, to support, to encourage. I'm always here to send positive and encouraging vibes. No matter where you guys are, I'm always sending my love, positivity, and encouragement. I believe in all of you. I really do. I feel my arms tightly wrapped around you. Feel my warm body against yours. Energy being exchanged this way. I'll continue to stroke your hair and play with it a little bit more until you fall asleep. Okay? Namaste.